Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Navanita Adhikari with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during West Asia crisis. Conflict in West Asia enters another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. Russia and Ukraine trade deadly strikes, killing 10 people and injuring several others. Fear and insecurity behind exodus of minority communities from Pakistan, says a report. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets in Delhi. In another match, Rajasthan Royals set a target of 211 runs for Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during difficult times of West Asia crisis. Addressing a public meeting at Tiruvalla in Keralam today, Mr. Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Keralam in West Asia, is a top priority of his government.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu, wahan ki sarkaron se hum lagatar baat kar rahe hain. मैं आप सभी परिजनों को आश्वस्त करता हूं, आपके परिवारजन भले ही आपसे दूर हो, लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
The conflict in West Asia has entered another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit and damaging an auxiliary building. The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing Iranian authorities, confirmed the incident and said there was no increase in radiation levels following the strike. Iran's Revolutionary Guards announced they had targeted an Israel-linked vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze. Iran also said vessels carrying essential goods would be allowed to transit the strait to Iranian ports, even as military activity continued in the waterway. Meanwhile, UAE air defense systems intercepted 23 ballistic missiles and 56 unmanned aerial vehicles launched from Iran as regional tensions continued to escalate. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The strike on Bushehr is the fourth time the plant has been hit since the war began on 28th of February. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi criticized the lack of international concerns for its safety. Russia's state nuclear corporation Rosatom, which built the plant and has been overseeing construction of two additional units, has now begun a final evacuation of the staff. The International Atomic Energy Agency has warned that nuclear plant sites must never be attacked and that auxiliary buildings may contain vital safety equipment. Authorities confirmed the plant's core infrastructure remains intact and the electricity generation has not been disrupted. Despite that reassurance, the repeated targeting of the site has drawn widespread alarm from nuclear safety experts and world governments. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the current global turbulence is not merely situational but also structural in nature as the world order undergoes significant transformation. Addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of IIM Raipur, Dr. Jaishankar observed that there are visible shifts in the relative power and influence of nations. He noted that political systems in some societies are finding it difficult to adapt to these evolving changes. The minister highlighted that rapid advancements in technology, energy, military capabilities, connectivity and resources have contributed to greater risk-taking in an increasingly competitive global environment. He remarked that various domains are now being leveraged and in some cases even weaponized.
Everything today is being leveraged, if not actually weaponized. The world is then confronted with the prospect of securing itself in an increasingly volatile and unpredictable environment. This has necessitated a larger inclination to hedge, to de-risk and to diversify, whether it is a business choice or a foreign policy one.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today thanked his Armenian counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan and the government of Armenia for facilitating the evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed appreciation for enabling the evacuation of Indian fishermen through Armenia to India. The 345 Indian fishermen arrived in Chennai this evening. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. 10 people were killed as Russia and Ukraine traded overnight strikes today. Officials on both sides said several others were injured. The attacks came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky travelled to Istanbul for talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 286 drones overnight. It said 260 were shot down. 5 people were killed and 19 injured in Nikopol in Dnipropetrovsk region. In Sumy, 11 others were injured. In Kiev, a drone strike sparked a fire in a 3-story office and warehouse building but caused no casualties. One woman was also killed in a drone strike in Donetsk region. Russian authorities said Ukrainian attacks killed 4 people, including a family of 3, in the Russian-occupied Luhansk region and 1 person in the Rostov region. Moscow said its air defenses shot down 85 Ukrainian drones overnight. A report reveals that Pakistan has witnessed a consistent exodus of minority populations, including the Christians, Hindus and other communities, which reflects a broader pattern of fear and insecurity. Since 1947, religious minorities have faced persistent atrocities across the country, including social prejudice, institutional discrimination and targeted violence, a report.
A report in the US-based Global Stratview says forced conversions, underage marriages and inconsistent legal protections make minority girls question whether the Constitution truly safeguards their rights. According to the report, several incidents of communal violence across Pakistan demonstrated a disturbing pattern of delayed or incomplete accountability. It added that a recent ruling by Pakistan's Federal Constitutional Court in the case of minor Christian girl Maria Shehbaz in March illustrated the existing vulnerabilities when the court upheld her marriage and rejected a petition seeking her recovery. This case symbolizes the broader insecurity many minorities face. Despite being citizens, they feel they cannot rely on the state to protect their rights, safety or dignity. Shagun Chopra for World News.
In Afghanistan, 8 people were killed after a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck northern region of the country. Spokesman for the Afghanistan National Disaster Management Authority, Mohammad Yusuf Hamad, said the deaths occurred when a house collapsed in Kabul province. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have set a target of 211 runs for Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat first, Rajasthan Royals scored 210, losing 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Titans were 107 for 1 in 10.3 overs when reports last came in. Earlier in the first match of the day, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Riding on Sameer Rizvi's impressive 90 runs, Delhi Capitals surpassed the target of 163 runs, scoring 164 for 4 wickets in 18.1 overs. Put into bat, Mumbai Indians scored 162 runs for 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Delhi Capitals had won the toss and opted to bowl. Indian archer Shyam Sundar Swamy secured a bronze medal in the compound men's individual event at the World Archery Para Series in Bangkok. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during West Asia crisis. Conflict in West Asia enters another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. Russia and Ukraine trade deadly strikes, killing 10 people and injuring several others. Fear and insecurity behind exodus of minority communities from Pakistan, says the report. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets in Delhi. In another match, Rajasthan Royals set a target of 211 runs for Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.